Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, and a lot of things there that you can read, you can listen, you can watch. New video up this week, and a library of videos. Through all of them are 3 minutes or less, right there off the homepage. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage as well. Subscribe to my newsletter. Let's just help yourself there. You got 5 seconds or 3 minutes. We got something you can do on any topic under the Small Business Sun. Having a great visit with Ruth King. She's deposited lots of bits of information and wisdom with us over the years, and her stuff is there in her suite. Ruth King is the author of The Ugly Truth About Small Business and other books. Her website is, what is it, Diva? What
Diva
is it?
Diva the Dollars is the new one.
Diva
the Dollars.
With the Dollars?
Of the Dollars.
Diva of the Dollars. DivaOfTheDollars.com. I love that. Only you could come up with that, Ruth. Thank you for giving us that.
Yeah. It actually combines everything that I do. It has all the books. It has all the training. It has all the stuff related to small business.
All the video
everything
and everything.
Everything is there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, so check that out. All right, what we're trying to do now is help small business owners get out from behind the eight ball of the struggle and build a little momentum, get a little bit of a momentum going. So because momentum is a beautiful thing in business. When you don't have it, it's ugly, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
So what are some other ideas? You've given us some good ideas about in the previous segment about how to build up some reserves. What are some other things we can do?
Well, the issue really is not to be reactive, is to be proactive. If you've got a situation where the phone isn't ringing, it's time to ring the telephone. And you know, it's funny because we sit here occasionally and the phone's not ringing and you're going, oh my gosh, phone's not ringing, and the reality is you got to make the phone ring and be proactive about what you're doing and go talk to customers, go talk to clients. And whatever reason, you know, I find that when you get upset or when you get mad or you get mad at your employees, go visit a client, you feel better.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
yeah.
You really
no,
do.
Something good. Nothing bad will happen when you get out in the marketplace and go call on people. You know, when I was in sales years and years ago and working for example, when I was with Xerox, Ruth, there would be days when I didn't feel like going out and plowing new ground. I didn't feel like calling on, you know, it was pouring down rain, or I didn't feel good, or whatever. I didn't feel like going out and knocking on doors and saying, hi, I'm Jim, how do you like me so far? But I never stayed home, ever. I always got up and I went out to the marketplace. Maybe that day I would just visit with friends. Maybe I'd go to the donut shop or whatever. But I never failed to get a lead of some kind on the days when I felt I was being lazy because I stayed in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you were just talking about.
Right. And the other thing that I find is that if you get out of the office, it's sometimes really good for your creativity. I mean, I get my best ideas in the shower. I mean, let's be real here. I don't do it at my desk.
Right.
I just don't.
Right.
So,
I agree with that.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is get outside your four walls.
Uh-huh.
And go out and talk to people. Go out and meet people. Take somebody to lunch. Take a friend to lunch or whatever. And just, I mean, it's amazing what will happen. But here's what I know: the world will not beat a path to your door. You've got to meet the world at least halfway, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely, from there. And you know that as well as I do. It's just, you know, don't sit here and complain. Go do something.
Yeah, I agree with you. Do you think that there are people out there who have gotten so hung up on the social media stuff and the technology that they actually don't know how to do that? I'm worried there are people like that.
Yeah, well, one of those things in the Ugly Truth About Small Business was the business is so good that it will sell itself is one of the myths.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't you know, you can't do all the work, open your doors and say, come on, world, come get me. Nobody's going to beat a path to your door. You got to go out and go beat them and mm-hmm. give them the reasons they need to use your services, buy right. from you, whatever. So many people, you know, spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars setting up and getting ready and on things that are, you know, very, very fancy marketing pieces, and they think the world's just going to be come to them. And
or they think that the world is coming to them when they've got followers on Twitter or they've got friends on Facebook. And, folks, I'm not saying that's not good. I'm just saying that that's not enough. It's probably yeah. if your business is not doing well, don't look around and say, well, what do you mean? How could this be? I've got 500 friends on Facebook. I've got 3,000 followers on Twitter. How come I'm not doing more business? Folks, you know, you're talking about an old marketplace, and those other things are just new tools. They're not new yeah. rules.
I mean, I've been writing my newsletter since June of 2009. And before that, I did it for 10 years in a newspaper in Atlanta. I mean, so you build up your credibility, you build up your readership, and it just takes time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Ruth, give us the website again. I love this website. What's the new one?
All right. www.divaofthedollars.com.
I love it. divaofthedollars.com. I've got a what would mine be, like a hunk of the dollars or something like that? Would that I'm not getting positive nods from my folks here on that one. Ruth. Hey, thanks, Ruth. We'll see you next time. Ruth King, folks, she'll be back. I will be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.